Ben & Jerry's co-founders announced limited edition ice cream in support of Bernie Sanders. By Hannah Blow on August 2, 2019. Ben & Jerry's co-founders announced a limited edition ice cream on Friday in support of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and his presidential bid. Ben Cohen, a co-founder of the Vermont-based ice cream giant, announced the new political flavor in a tweet Friday morning. He said Sanders is the best candidate to beat Trump and drive the transformational change that we need to create a country that works for working families. Bernie's back is described as a hot cinnamon ice cream with one very large chocolate disc on top and a very stiff, butter toffee backbone going down the middle. There is even a political message in the actual structure of the ice cream. The chocolate disc represents all the wealth that has risen to the top 1%. While the butter toffee backbone represents Bernie's steadfast determination to unrig our economy. And the hot cinnamon is our political revolution holding politicians' feet to the fire to make America work for working people of all races and genders, the description added. The two co-founders, Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, explained in a video posted Friday how to properly tackle the new pint. Whack it, the chocolate disc, good. And you have to kind of mush it around and redistribute all that wealth and put it back where it's supposed to be. Down with everybody else, Cohen explained. Both Cohen and Greenfield's unrelenting support of the socialist lawmaker is not new. In 2016, the two teased a limited edition ice cream dubbed Bernie's Yearning. When we're out speaking on his behalf, people always ask if there's a Ben & Jerry's flavor, Cohen said at the time. There's not. But if I were going to come up with one, this is what it would be. It was teased as a mint ice cream with another chocolate disc, which represented the huge majority of economic gains that have gone to the top 1% since the end of the recession. Beneath it, the rest of us, the description read. They reportedly made 40 pints and gave 25 to the Sanders campaign.